Living Word is brought to you by International Central Gospel Church, raising leaders, shaping vision, and influencing society through Christ. Now, today's message.
Today I'm going to talk about four things that are better than money. All right, all of you who like money, I'm going to show you four things that are better than money. It's great to look for money. It's great to want to have money. And believe you me, when you have it, it feels good, doesn't it? When you have it. And when you don't have it, you feel light. I see the wind can carry you away and blow you away. When you have money, you feel heavy. You feel safe. You feel protected. You feel secure. And we spend much of our time looking for money. As a matter of fact, from the day you were born, money plays a very important role. Even before you were born, through pregnancy, your parents had to spend money to take care of you. And then after you are born, it takes money from the hospital, money throughout your education, and so on. And then after school, you spend the rest of your life looking for it, for money. So it must be something very important. And we use it to solve most of the problems we have. If you want a car, you use money. You want accommodation, you use money. You want to eat well, you use money. If you want to not to be naked, you use money. Money plays a very important role in our lives. But sometimes I think we overestimate the power of money, and we give it too much power over our lives. And I've come to notice that sometimes we tend to think that when we have money, it will solve all our problems. When we have money, we'll be happy. When we have money, our marriages will be right. When we have money, everything will be all right in our lives. But as you have learned from people who have had a lot of money, some of the richest people in the world are also the saddest people on earth. Some of the richest people on earth are the most confused, the most unhappy. Their homes are not happy. They are having divorces every minute. Their children are getting wayward. They themselves seem unhappy. They are on drugs. They're on alcohol. They're seeking for fun all over. So it's obvious that money does not solve all of our problems. So are there some things that are more important than money, which things we must pursue rather than just make money our main pursuit? And I'm going to give you four things. There are several of them, but I chose four things that I believe are better than money, and we have to pursue them and we have to seek for them. The first thing that is better than money is wisdom. Wisdom is better than money. It's great to have money, but it's terrible to be rich and foolish. It's a very lethal combination to have a wealthy, foolish person. A person who is unwise, a person who doesn't know how to run their lives well, but are fully loaded with money. You don't want to be that kind of a person. So wisdom is better than money. How do I know? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12. We find from there that wisdom is better than money. It says wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. What the scripture says here is that both wisdom and money can protect you. They defend you. And as I said in my introductory remarks, when you have money, you feel protected, you feel safe. When it's not there, you feel like the wind can blow you away. So money is a defense and wisdom is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that not only does wisdom defend you, but it also gives life to you whilst it's defending you. So if you put wisdom and money on the same platter, yes, both of them can defend, but wisdom has a notch over money because wisdom has life in addition to the defense. So wisdom is better than money. And in all you're getting, get wisdom. Why is wisdom better than money? Why? Because money ignores God, but wisdom fears God. I've come to realize that the richer people get, the more they ignore God from their lives. They don't trust Him again. They don't pray that much because they trust in the money to solve their problem. So as people get more and more money, they take God out of the equation of their lives. They move away from worship. They move away from devotion to God. They sometimes even begin to feel that they are their own God. So money makes people ignore God, but wisdom makes people fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. On that score, wisdom is better than money, because money takes you away from God sometimes, but wisdom brings you closer to the Lord. Secondly, money is careless. Wisdom carefully makes choices. When people increase in wealth, they become very careless in decision making because they become very overconfident. They don't care the outcome. They don't care about the consequences because somehow they feel if anything goes wrong, I can solve it. But when a person is wise, they don't become overconfident. They confidently or they carefully make their choices. Wisdom is better than money. When people have money, you can almost tell by the way they talk, by the way they move. They go to places boldly. They talk boldly. When you tell them about a problem, they say, no problem. It can be solved. Don't worry about it. It can be done. They don't carefully analyze issues because they feel that the money they have can solve all the problems. And I've seen people with a lot of money make very terrible mistakes, which sometimes cost them all the money they have. The more money people have, the more overconfident and the more careless they become. But wisdom does not become careless. And it's important that whilst you have money, you also have wisdom, so that your wisdom will always counterbalance your money. Otherwise, your money is going to lead you into a lot of problems. You can find a man who is very happily married when he doesn't have much money. And then the moment he has a lot of money, becomes very careless about the consequences of an affair on his family. He doesn't care. He's got a lot of money. He goes where lions fear to tread. He talks to people. And unfortunately, because people are also attracted to money, you find otherwise sensible women also gravitating to this man. Wisdom will protect you. Wisdom will defend you because it helps you to make careful choices. You take your time, you make careful choices, you analyze the consequences of what you're going to do, you think about what will happen after you make a choice. When you have money, you don't think about consequences because somehow you believe money will solve every problem. Third, money makes you a target. Wisdom defends you during attack. When you are poor, your enemies are very few. Who targets you? Nobody. Even the thieves become your friend. They don't come to your house. You can go out from your house when you're poor and not lock your door, and you will come back and find everything intact. Because who wants to steal from you? What they will steal is worthless. There's nothing to take away from you but make money. And start having money, then you become a target. People want to take from you. Sometimes even your best friends become your worst enemies. People who used to like you start gossiping about you and talking about you. Buy a new car and you're going to make enemies. So that one of the things you're going to notice is that when you have money, you become a target of attack. Newspapers want to write about you. Everybody wants to get a piece of what you have. Lawyers want to take from you. People want to sue you. Have you heard anybody suing a poor person? What are you going to get from it? You don't sue poor people. You can sue them all you want. It's like squeezing water out of stone. There is nothing coming out. But when you have money, you become a target. People are going to target you. They're going to tell you lies. They're going to deceive you. They're going to try to do whatever they can to take money from you. So how do you protect yourself from the target? Through wisdom. Wisdom will defend you. Wisdom will protect you. It will help you to discern the true intents of people. It will help you to walk in such a way that you don't fall into the traps that have been set for you. It will help you to guide your steps wisely. Because one of the things you're going to notice, and it's later on I'll talk about it, is that when you have money, you're going to have a lot of people come to you. And you can't tell who is genuine and who is not. Who likes you and who likes your money and not you. You can't tell. But wisdom helps you to deal wisely with people. It helps you to be able to judge people's actions, to judge people's motives, to be able to tell where people are going with statements they are making about you. Wisdom is better than money because it protects you from the targets and the attacks of people. Number four, wisdom walks in God's grace, but money is arrogant. Those who walk in wisdom trust in God. Those who trust in money trust in themselves. Money can make you arrogant. Have you heard the way rich people talk? And even the way they laugh. When a poor person laughs, he doesn't want anybody to hear the laughter because he's afraid of the consequences. What if they hear me laughing? So when poor people laugh, they laugh very, very in a measured sense. But when rich people laugh, they laugh from their stomach. Ha, 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 ha. And they go on, ha, 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 on and on and on. They don't care what you think. They're laughing, and you can do nothing about it. And there is a positive to that, but somehow money makes you arrogant. You go to a place, you want people to know who you are. And when there are roadblocks, you get angry. You get upset. You wonder, why are people trying to bring roadblocks? Why? Who do they think they are? Because you've got money. Money makes people arrogant. There's a level of arrogance that every rich person has. Everybody, no exception. Certain arrogance. It comes with money. If you don't have money, you can never say you are humble. A poor person has no choice. You don't choose between pride and humility because you have no choice. You must be humble. It is incumbent on you to be humble. And sometimes when I hear people say, and look at those poor, humble people. Those two never go together. Poor people are not humble. They haven't been tested yet. So don't go about saying, as far as we are just a poor, humble family. You are a poor family, but we can't tell whether you are humble. We can only tell whether you are humble when you make money. Because money will amplify your true character. What is hidden will come out. Somebody, there are poor men who say, "Ask for me, my wife, I love my wife." Who tells you? You have no option. Most of you have no option and you can't finance another person. You are broke as you are and you can handle it. So don't tell me you love your wives. You have not been tested yet. The test comes when you have money and money to spare. Then we will tell whether you love your wife or not. But in your poor self, just love your wife as it is, but don't pride yourself in your humility. And don't go about telling people you are humble until you have money and loads of it. Then we'll see whether your laughter will change, your walking will change, your talking will change, your friends will change, or you will change. Now, if you have all of that and you still talk with respect, with courtesy, and you still treat people respectfully, then you can say, and we can say, you are a humble person. That's the only time you can say somebody is humble, not when they have nothing. So all of you who have no money, we don't know who you are. And believe you me, if you know any poor person, you don't know them. You don't know a poor person. You don't know them. You have no idea who they are. Haven't we all been shocked by people who made money? You say, "Yee, I never knew that's how he was." That's how he was. He just couldn't finance his intentions. All right. So wisdom walks in God's grace. Wisdom says, "I am who I am, not because of what I have by money. I am who I am because of what God has given to me." When a person has that mindset, that it's just by grace and grace alone, that I live and move and have my being, that no matter what I have and where I get to, everything belongs to God. To God be the glory. When a person can truly, 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 truly ascribe all his achievements to God, then they have wisdom, and then you can be sure that no money can change them. But if a person trusts their family, their education, their good looks, and their smart abilities, then you can never be sure, because when money comes, their character will radically transform from what you know now. Wisdom is better than money. All right? The second thing that is better than money, is a good name. A good name. A good name is better than money. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1 says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Love and favor rather than silver and gold." A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. In other words, if you put money or great riches on one side and a good name on the other side, and you had to make a choice, your first choice should be what? A good name. A good name, not money. All right. So a good name is better than money. Wisdom is better than money. A good name is better than money. In all your seeking, seek for a good name, a good character, a good reputation. Why? Because money intimidates. A good name earns genuine respect. When you have money, you can bully people with it. You can threaten people. But when you have a good name, then you have genuine respect. Just because people say yes sir to you doesn't mean they respect you. It's simply because their livelihood depends on you. Haven't you gone to places where people are always insulting the boss? But when they're in front of him, they smile. He's got money. They're intimidated by the money. but they have no respect. One of the things that amaze me, which is a bad attitude though, is that sometimes I go to shops and the store people whose salary depends on the employer who has employed them will show you ways to do things. And almost always they have something nasty to say about the shopkeeper or the store owner. Oh, these people, they like money. Oh, don't worry about them. But it's their liking money that gives you money anyway. It's a bad attitude. But then it also shows the other side that yes, they are intimidated. They will run when that person shows up, but right before or behind them or when they are with other people, they have no respect whatsoever for him. A good name earns genuine respect. Money will bully people. It will intimidate people. And that's why a good name is better. It's better to have a good name than for people just to fear you because you've got money. Money intimidates. A good name earns genuine respect. Money corrupts. A good name is incorruptible. Money corrupts. It's amazing what people would do for money. There is a show on the television, I think it's in the U.S., where people are offered money to do things. And they will start by offering them money. Maybe we'll give you $100 if you would strip naked. And the people say, oh, what do you think? And sometimes they don't even want to hear. Then they increase the amount. We'll give you $200. They say, oh, now $500, $1,000. Then they start considering, you know. And they keep raising the money until it reaches a threshold where the person now says, okay, I'll do it. And they do it for the money. Money is powerful. You have no idea how it can influence your life. That's why it can corrupt you. You can't go about saying, as for me, I'll never take bribe. As for me, I'm just a patriotic Ghanaian. You sure? Well, if it's $50, you say, as for me, I don't like bribe. If it's 100, I don't like. But what if it's $1,000,000? You say, Now I have to pray about this. If it gets to 500, you don't pray about it. You take it. Money corrupts. Money corrupts. That's why when you're only looking for money, you can easily be corrupted. But when you are looking for a good name, a good reputation, then your name becomes more important than money. So if you're going to do anything that will tarnish a good name, you don't do it because you are pursuing a good name instead of money. A good name is better than riches. And for many of us here, we would do things that today we say would never do. Some of us will sit here and say, ask me, I would never smuggle cocaine. You sure? If it's for $100, maybe you will not do it. $200, you say, I wouldn't do it. $1,000, what if I die? $50,000, $100,000, This thing, it can solve problems. I'll just go one trip and it will solve all my problems. Money corrupts. Money corrupts. So if you follow money, you will easily be corrupted. Somebody will pay you a higher price and all your principles will tumble. Your fears will vanish. But a good name. A good name says, nothing is worth my name. My name is more important than all the riches of the world. You can give me everything, but I want my name more than riches. And so the scripture says, a good name is to be chosen. That means you must make a deliberate choice that I want a good name rather than money. If you don't make that choice, one of these days, you will be corrupted. Married women have had to sleep with people. People who say, I love my husband. I would never do that. It's an abomination in our family. We don't do that. In your family, you don't do that until somebody offers you a brand new whatever, a brand new house. Oh, this one is nothing. We are all adults, consenting adults. You just, I will buy you a house. Then you begin to say, choose a good name. Don't wait till the temptation. Make a choice today. I love a good name. I desire a better reputation, a good name, rather than money. Somebody say, I choose a good name. You have to make that choice. Until you make that choice, you will be corrupted. Somehow, somewhere, somebody will find your price and pay you your price when the price is right.
Thank you for making time to listen to Living Word. To correspond with Dr. Mensah Otterbill, please write to P.O. Box 7933, Accra, Ghana. Call 021-688-000. Fax 021-688-007. Email otterbill@centralgospel.com and visit our website at www.centralgospel.com.